Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in that house. This is God's word for today, and today we're reading from the book of Exodus. We're beginning in chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other was Eliezer, for the God of my father, said he, was mine help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses into the wilderness where he had encamped about the Mount of God. And he said unto Moses, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, am come unto thee and thy wife and her two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done with unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed be the Lord who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing that wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God, and Aaron came and the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning unto evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, What is this that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and the people stand by thee from morning unto even? And Moses said unto his father-in-law, Because the people came unto me to inquire of God. And when they had a matter, they came unto me, and I judge between one another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and thou shalt show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. This part of history speaks much wisdom to humanity. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took his wife, his daughter, and Moses' wife and his grandsons to Moses in the wilderness of Israel's deliverance from Egypt. This created opportunity for Moses to let the people see him as a father and husband. Then Jethro realized the burdens upon Moses as he met to instruct all Israel alone, and he advised him that this was tedious and wearisome, and suggested to him to select some trustworthy men, instruct and teach them, and let them teach and instruct the same to similar groups. The wisdom was, just as our countries and democratic governments, the president has governors over states under him, and then senators, and then city managers, and so on. The wisdom here is to help us to know that the wisdom is that people can be wiser and they can keep themselves from being overburdened when they bring people around them. And anywhere and everywhere we find success, we find leaders that find people that believe in what they're doing and that they feel that they can trust, and they will, the general things they will share with them and let them go and disseminate it to the people under them. But in the church, God said, I will give you pastors that will feed the people with knowledge and understanding. And in some congregations, they're so large until there are associate pastors. There are assistants to pastors, and the pastor would have a meeting with all of the pastors under him, and he would give them the general message from the Lord, and then they could give it to smaller groups. It's kind of like when convocation comes around or when general assemblies come around. But then there is a pastor over each flock, and God talks to that pastor to feed that flock. So the essence of all of this basically is, let's follow the wisdom of the scripture. Let's follow what God has put in his word. And if we do what God has put in his word, then we're going to be more effective. More people will be able to hear the wisdom, and they'll be able to practice the wisdom because they'll see it being demonstrated. Amen. If you treat an individual as he is, he will remain how he is. But if you treat him as if he were what he ought to be and could be, he will become what he ought to be and could be. Geth. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, again this morning, God, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day with the saint of our mind, the activity of our limbs. And we ask you again, God, that please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. God, that you will continue to take pleasure in leading us and guiding us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. That you will take pleasure in allowing love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives. That you will allow God to heal and deliver us, prosperity and salvation to overtake us as we go. Keeping us reminded that your word is in your word, is written in your word for our edification and exhortation. That you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So help us to trust that as we move forward to be who you would have us to be. Keep us reminded, Lord, that your word also instructs us, God, that since you are for us, and who can be against us, and you are more than the whole world against us when you're on our side, and when you are leading us and guiding us and we're walking in obedience to your word, you're going to shield us and you're going to protect us. Even if you allow us to go through, and there will be times that we'll go through some tribulation, some hardships, some trials, some adversity, but you're going to always be right there with us because you promised that you'd never leave us. But God, that your demonstration of your presence will depend on how much faith in your word, how much faith in you that we demonstrate. If we hold on, if we, God, does continue to pray and cry out to you, Lord, your word teaches me, your word taught me, your word teaches. God, and when you hear us standing on your word, God, that we know that you're going to demonstrate your presence with us. Even as the Lord Jesus Christ left it on record for us, he said, hallelujah, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He said, it's his Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He said this to his people, God. Jesus spoke these words, God, and we know today, God, all these 2,024 years later, since the birth of the church, that you have been right there. You have demonstrated your presence. You have demonstrated you have not left us, but you've also allowed us to come to understand that the disobedience that we've demonstrated, the rebellion that we've demonstrated, that you are keeper of your word, that if we violate your word, there come consequences, and you allow these consequences to come because you are just. You are our just God, and you demonstrate justice. God, hallelujah, and what you let us know through your word is what you say to one, you say to all. Hallelujah. So you just, it's not that you just love certain people, God, but you, the scripture teaches us all souls belong to you. God, but for those of us that seek you in sincerity and in truth according to the scriptures, you will choose, God, and you will baptize them with the indwelling of the Christ of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the scripture teaches us once we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we have the indwelling power to resist the devil and make him flee from us. So we thank you, God, hallelujah. And you put this instruction, you put this information in your word. You had holy men to write over times. You had the prophets to write in the days of old. God, hallelujah, before truth and grace. And then after truth and grace, you had the apostles to write. They wrote to your people. God, they wrote to your chosen people. In the days of old, the word was directly to the Jews, God, the chosen people, your chosen people. But after truth and grace, God, hallelujah, God, there was a demonstration, God, and specifics were performed to let people know that even though you watched over people in the Old Testament that were outside of Jewry, God, that in the New Testament, you proved and you let them know, God, that you were going to save and fill with the Holy Ghost more than just the Jews. And you, God, proved that, God, by allowing the Gentiles receive the Holy Ghost. Cornelius, when he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, hallelujah, even when Peter had to humble himself down and let Cornelius to stand upon your feet, because I'm a man just like you. You don't have to bow to me, God, because you are the God of all flesh. You're not a respect to all persons, God, and you have not made any of your people lords over anyone. You've allowed under shepherds, God, to practice and to lead and to guide, and we do what you instruct us to do, Lord, to help people come out of darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank you again today, and we thank you right now, God, and we're asking you again, as we do every day, God, to look into every church, everywhere, however large or small, God, and get a hold to the pastor. God, speak to our hearts, give us that courage, refresh us with the baptism of your spirit, that we take the courage to preach and to teach without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but we take the courage to be demonstrators of this truth, with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence to help people to come out of that darkness therein into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You let us know, God, hallelujah, that afflictions have been appointed unto the righteous. So help us to keep ourselves reminded that there's going to be adversity, there's going to be hardship, there will be affliction, there will be people, God, that don't like us. There'll be people, God, that will seek to pull us down. There'll be people that will mock us and scoff us and talk negative about us and try to destroy our character. God, but we know, hallelujah, that if by your word and if we hold fast to your word, God, we're going to be able to resist the devil and his tactics. We're going to bind his efforts, God, by how we do what we do. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And so help the pastors to preach this truth. And as they preach this truth, God, and help those that are in darkness, God, to see that they can come out of darkness by those of us that you baptized with the Holy Ghost, that we'll be demonstrators of your promises, Lord God, hallelujah, and the demonstration of your constant presence with us, hallelujah. God, that people will turn away from the darkness therein, and they'll see us walking in the light, and they'll ask us and inquire of us from time to time, as did Nicodemus with Jesus. He went to him by night. God, hallelujah, but we can help other people, God, with all the social mediums that we have access to today. God, people that really want to know can inquire, God, and they can know whether they're hearing the truth or not, but you put them, God, in the place where they can hear the truth. and they can come out of the darkness therein into the light of the knowledge of the gospel. God, they can walk away from the people that's trying to hold them back. The people that's trying to, that are deliberately teaching them contrary to the gospel. God, and some of them are people that say that they're pastors, even in Christianity. God, and there'll be people that call themselves prophets and apostles and evangelists and ministers and all these things, God, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but they are after filthy lucre. God, they are out there being manipulated by Satan to preach a doctrine or introduce some new philosophy to turn the people away from your word. But for those of us that know the God, that your word is forever settled, and you told Moses, don't add to nor subtract aught of what your laws are, your commandments, your statutes, God, because if we do, it's an abominable thing, and we don't want to be a part of that, God, hallelujah. So we keep teaching the truth, we keep preaching the truth, we keep demonstrating the truth, God, because we know that after a while you're going to open doors and make ways, God, hallelujah, where people have been struggling financially, God, you're going to open doors for them, God, and you're going to restore their financial independence. You're going to restore their self-sufficiency, hallelujah. When you hear them crying out, Lord, please forgive me, God, anywhere and everywhere I've failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, God, and by whatever means, God, you allowed them to lose their livelihoods. God, we believe and we pray, God, hallelujah, that you're going to hear the cry of the righteous, and you're going to restore, God, these livelihoods, God, that people will be able to maintain, God, their self-sufficiency. They can take care of their families, Lord, even in this last and even in dark day. God, because of their faith and their trust and their confidence in you, that you're going to bring them through. You're going to bring them out. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, just like you're going to refresh and restore and reaffirm, God, those that, God, allow their feelings and emotion to control their decision making, and they made some decisions by the influence of the scoffers and the mockers, God, and those liars, God, that have been manipulated by Satan to talk contrary to the gospel, God, that's promoting these attitudes of Antichrist, God, hallelujah. But for those that know that your word does not change, you don't change, God, hallelujah, what you said to one, you're saying to all, we're holding fast to your truth, God, and because of the indwelling of your spirit, God, when they begin to cry out, Lord, please forgive me, God, for I fell back because I let my flesh get in the way, and God, and please, and when they hear, start crying out to you, Lord, we know that you hear them, and we believe and we trust, God, that you're going to bring them back out of that darkness, back into the light of the knowledge of the gospel. God, that they're going to walk in the holiness of your word, the righteousness of your word, the sanctification of your word, hallelujah, the peculiarity of your word to help people that are still in darkness to see that there is a better way. God, hallelujah, and if we don't live by your word, we can forget about seeing you when all of this life comes to a close. God, because Jesus said a man must be born again of the water and of the spirit. Hallelujah. And as Adam, God, was in that place with you in the garden, God, you were with him, in him, God, hallelujah. But when he allowed Satan, God, to trick them even in the garden, they got kicked out and they lost the likeness, your likeness, God, hallelujah. God, that ability to do what's right and to just follow righteousness, and they lost that ability, God, but hallelujah. God, years later, God, you just saw how the devil was manipulating people, how they were destroying each other. You gave us your son, hallelujah, that lived in the flesh to help humanity to see. And as you recorded it in the scripture to let us see that if we seek to follow your instruction, you will be right there with us. God, hallelujah, that you will bring us through all the adversities, the hardships, and the trials, hallelujah, to prove that if we keep our trust and our confidence in you, God, that there is nothing that the devil can come up with, God, that you won't help us to withstand, that you'll bring us through it, you'll bring us out of it. Hallelujah, because all of that rebellion, God, that the people got into, you put them in captivity for 70 years, but you got them out. Hallelujah. God, that we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord, and we want to be able to live our lives in such a fashion. God, hallelujah, so anoint these preachers. God, every pastor to preach this gospel, preach it without fear, preach it without favoritism, preach it that people can come out of darkness into this light, God, preach this gospel so that people that have come out of the darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel, God, when they see themselves slipping back in that darkness, they can begin to repent and cry out to you, and you're going to hear their cry. And you're going to bring restoration, God, hallelujah, God, of the anointing in their lives. Thank you, God. And people are going to see, hallelujah, when they give their whole heart to you, how you will change lives. You will empower us, God, to be your sons and daughters in this last and evil day. God, with your spirit in us, that we can resist the devil and make him flee from us. Even God, hallelujah, when we find ourselves in hospital rooms and in sick beds, God, wherever it might be, in whatever institution it might be, or even just at home, when we know, God, we keep crying out to you in sincerity and in truth. We keep crying out, Lord, please heal my body. Lord, please take this disease away. God, please let it dry up. Please let it disappear. And by whatever means, God, you just step right in, God, because you hear that cry and you decide that that's what you want to do for that individual, God. And when you begin to move by your spirit, God, you're going to drive out that spirit of infirmity, God, cancer, diabetes, hypertension, whatever these diseases, all kinds of diseases that there have been diagnosed. God, you are the God of all flesh, and none of that is too hard for you, God, to just by your sending the Holy Ghost, God, by just your thought, you can drive that spirit out, and people can get back on their feet, and they will testify, and they will cry out to people, hallelujah, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what God did for me. God, hallelujah, let it be so, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, when they cry out, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And God, we make this prayer to you, God, hallelujah, and help us to do it, Lord God, whether we feel like we've been walking upright and we haven't committed any sins. Make the prayer anyway, God, because Satan is cunning and he's crafty, God, and we are still in this Adamic nature, and we could slip and miss somewhere, God, and we can fail to repent for something that we just don't realize it, God. But if we make our prayers and we pray to you, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. God, hallelujah, to show your love, your mercy, your compassion, your grace, and your kindness, and forgive us and grant us restoration. God, hallelujah, healing our bodies, hallelujah, delivering us from the clutches of Satan. God, hallelujah, restoring our financial independence and self-sufficiency. God, you will comfort those that have lost loved ones and they're struggling to move forward. God, you're going to comfort and console them, God, and strengthen them to be able to move forward, living their lives in such a fashion to give you joy. Hallelujah, that you'll continue to strengthen them. You'll turn homes into God's presence homes, God, by the baptism of your spirit. When people begin to pray together and cry out to you together as a family, and they get out to the church house and get instruction from your pastor, because your word is, God, you give your people pastors after your own heart that will feed the people with knowledge and with understanding. And when those pastors are feeding the people with the instruction from the gospel, with clarity of the gospel, demonstration of the gospel, hallelujah, then people are going to their homes, they're going to pray in their homes, and they're going to turn things around in their home, God, through reading your word together as a family on a daily basis. Find an hour every day, God, that people, the family can come together, and God, and now know that they might start, they can start with 15 minutes, God, but we know that the more they do it, the better they're going to feel. The more those old arguing and debating and cussing and rebellious spirits, God, will be driven out of that home, and they're going to feel that compassion coming back. They're going to feel your love, hallelujah. They're going to feel that love for one another coming back. They're going to feel that respect for one another coming back. They're going to feel the joy in the home being restored, God, because of your presence in that home. God, hallelujah. So we know, God, that you are Savior. Hallelujah. So we thank you. We praise you. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we want you to look on our governmental systems as watching over the natural things in our life. We know that your wrath is in the land, your fury, your God, because of how people treat people. God, these leaders, God, they're taking advantage of people. God, they're increasing taxes on people that have the least. God, and the people that have the most that should be paying more taxes,
God, they allow them to get away with not paying as much taxes, but we know you see it. We know that you're going to move on it. We know that you're going to change things in the life, because we see, God, you said you'd have your way in the whirlwind. And we see, God, hallelujah, all of these tornadoes, at least in part of the country here in the United States, just destroying property, tearing down homes and houses and businesses and destroying cars and power plants and all these things, God, right down through the country, what is called the Bible Belt in America. God, you're bringing destruction. Hallelujah. God, because there's been rebellion, there's been disobedience. God, and even the teaching and the instruction that's been coming from some of these seminaries and some of these schools of theology, God, is not preaching the truth that's in the gospel. They're not preaching the separateness that's in the gospel. They're not preaching the sanctification that's in the gospel. They're not preaching the peculiarity that's in the gospel. Hallelujah. God, they're not preaching, come out from among them and be ye separate. Hallelujah. From them, separate yourself from them that don't want to walk upright and walk contrary to the gospel, so that they can see there is a better way to walk and to do what they do. Hallelujah. So God, you're moving by your spirit. We see you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. And for those of us that might suffer some shortages in some things because of it, God, we know that you're going to be right there with us, because you're going to provide us with the wisdom to know how to make the necessary adjustments that we need to make to persevere, to endure, to get through until the Lord Jesus Christ shall come and stand in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. And when he shout, because we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Bible declares unto us that the dead in Christ, hallelujah, those that died with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, they're going to hear that trump. They're going to, the Bible declares unto us, hallelujah, as Paul wrote it, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? But we're coming out of those graves. And with those that are alive on the earth that day that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, our souls are going to be caught up and go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. For the scripture teaches us we have another building that's eternal in the heavens. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. God, hallelujah. And we know, and we're asking you, God, until that day shall come, we know that Satan is still on the prowl, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. But we know, God, that you're going to keep us enveloped in your favor. We know, God, that you're going to continue to maintain our cause. We know, God, that you're going to continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God, that we're not going to get caught up in all of these new fads and trends and philosophies, but we're going to hold fast to what's written, because you said it's for our edification and exhortation, for our admonition. So we thank you. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. And when people turn away from us and turn their back on us, Lord, hallelujah, when they could be a help for us getting the truth brought to the forefront, God, hallelujah, we know that according to your riches and glory, according to your word, that you're going to supply us with whatever it is that we need to get done the assignment that you've placed upon the regenerated sons of God, hallelujah. Those are baptized with the Holy Ghost, and there's no gender specificity here. God, that you're going to move by your spirit in the name of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah. And you're going to save such as should be saved. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray, and we do believe it so, because we do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Clap your hands and shout hallelujah right wherever you are, or whenever you see this, just clap your hands and thank God, because God is God alone. It's he that has made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. It is God that chose us, not that we chose him. We just give him praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And people everywhere, remember, things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. And so again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.